Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, thank you from the depth of our hearts. Thank you being with us from morning till now. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for all the brothers and sisters who are working from morning. And thank you for all the achievements and the progress and the protection and the healing and the miracles and the wonders that you are doing in our lives and continue to do it, O God. We thank and praise you for your provision, for your support, for the refilling of the Holy Spirit, for the deliverance, for answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, and we adore you. I pray for protection of the jobs and the visas, for all the brethren. I pray for the healing for those who are sick, sick, Lord, and who are affected by any disease. I pray for our brothers and sisters who are not receiving their salaries and delay in their salaries. Lord, I pray that they receive all their pending salaries, and I pray for those who are waiting for their visas to be renewed. Lord, renew it in the name of Jesus. I pray for favor that comes from you, Lord, upon them, O God. And I pray also, Lord, for all our workers and pastors and leaders and elders of the church, wherever they are, refill them again with the Holy Ghost and use their life to preach your word, to proclaim the gospel, to spread your word and your command to the people who are around them. Lord, we pray for more gifts of evangelism, gifts of pastoring, gifts of exhortation, message of knowledge, message of wisdom, gift of healing, gift of prophecy, and gift of faith. Lord, empower us with all these spiritual gifts so that we will go on and serve you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And give us, Lord, the fruit of the Holy Spirit so that our character and attitude reflect you in our life, O God, and the people will see you, O Lord. We pray also, O God, put in our heart more compassion, more patience to reach more areas, new cities, a new continent, new countries, new villages, new buildings, new cities, new families, a new language with the gospel of yours. I pray, Lord, that you anoint our worship tonight. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs, anoint the givings, anoint your word, and even anoint this recording. Use it, O God, in the name of Jesus, to reach your church and your people and to all the brethren who are in need of your word. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yeah. Thank you, God, for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Continue to anoint our worship and our song. Unto you, O God, draw us near, O God, to the most holy place. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hey, bye, bye. Yes, O God.
We extol your hope in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for the Lordship of Christ over our life, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O Lord. Continue. Lead us in victory. We are your church, your people, the flock of your pastors. We extol you, O God. We magnify you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, continue to honor the rest of the worship in your word and the giving. Let your name be glorified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. The more you give to the Lord, the more you will receive. I never see till now in my life anyone had given to the Lord and the Lord had not given him much and overflowing in his life. Thank you, God, for all your people who are faithful to you abroad, to you their tithes and offering and first fruit. I pray in the name of Jesus that you open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in their life in the name of Jesus, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. Oh God, I pray for this amount of money, multiply it and use it for glory. I pray for all our brethren to receive all their pending salaries, and those who have no job, I pray, provide for them so that they will continue to bring to you what is due for you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's continue today's speaking and meditation from the book of Ruth, and we will go back to Ruth chapter 4, verse 1. Let's pray, Lord, anoint our ears to listen to your word. Teach us and guide us and direct us in the way that you want us to understand and accept scriptures and speak to us, O Lord. Speak to each and every one. Speak to all the congregations, the families, according to your to the needs and according to your will. Put verses in a statement and take the message and spread it. Let it be a fruit, help, healing, and wholeness, and multiplications. And I pray for 30 and 60 and 100-fold fruit in the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ruth chapter 4, verse 1. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, and to whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. You know, here Boaz went to the city gate, and he is really expecting that he will meet the man there. I mean, something that at the city gate that everyone make it a point that he will go through the city gate and he will show himself there. And now the same now in New Testament, everyone should pass through the church and should make a point that he have an active part in the church, because that is the life of the people of God in the New Testament. This is our life through the life of the church, and we come across together and we have a places to meet. And you know, here and Boaz called the man and spoke to him. You know how he called him? Ho, such a one. Why he called him Ho? You know, he did not mention his name. You know, it is not that it is like by chance he did not mention his name, but most likely he did not call his name because he don't want him to get embarrassed of what he is going to ask him, because he may not be willing to do the kinsman part, and his name will be not of a good name, and he will be embarrassed in front of their people. That's why you call him. He call him Ho. You know, and he told him such a one. It means that he is taking his attention. He is calling his attention. You come down and sit here. Turn aside. He's asking. There's something that we need to speak about. Sit down. And the Bible tells us, and he turned aside and sat down. He turned aside and he sat down. He knows that there is something that he needs to know, and he's aware, and he should be aware, and there is a talk about it. In verse 2, and he took, Boaz took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit ye down, and they sat down. So here Boaz start to arrange the meeting. He called 10 elders, and those 10 elders, they are could be the head of thousands, or the heads of 500, or the heads of 100, or the heads of 50, or the heads of 10. The number 10 was needed, good number was needed to witness and to decide and to bless that decision about selling the land, buying the land, and about also the arrangement for the marriage that is part of this process. So here everything was arranged and to be in front of the people, in front of the elders, things to be transparent. And in verse 3, and he said unto the kinsman, Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech. You know, he now told him exactly what for he called him and what for he called the elders, and now he confronted him with the real situation. Now he spoke to him confidently, and nothing in his heart. Boaz declared to him that Naomi, that is the wife of their brother Elimelech, she came and now she is selling a parcel of the land. It means that Boaz was approached by the family of Elimelech about the issue, because he know the desire of Naomi to sell. And in verse 4, he told him, and I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou will redeem it, redeem it. But if thou will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Now here, Boaz, he frankly told him what is the situation. Boaz, a man who trusts God, he spoke what was in his heart, what is the relation. That's very beautiful, to be frank and straightforward and honest, and also transparent in front of the people and the elders, what is going on. He's telling him, this woman, the wife of Elimelech, our brother, and she is selling the land. If you going to buy it, it's fine. And Boaz here was not trying to grab the opportunity, or no. If you want to buy, you go ahead and buy it in front of the elders of the people, and if and in front of the people of the land, then you redeem it. He advertised to him, he announced it to him, he gave him the chance to buy it, and also he told him, he gave him the chance also that if he does not want it, he can also, he give him the offer that if you're not going to buy it, then I am after you, then I can get it and I can also buy it. Now, the kinsman redeemer at once, he say, I will redeem it. He's going to buy. He was happy that he will get a piece of land, will be added to him, and He is also well-to-do, and now he is happy that that he can buy a land, and also he can help the widow. He will help Noemi, because Noemi, as she is selling the parcel of the land, it means that she will be in need, and she wants somebody to buy it, and she has to buy it, she has to sell it to her, she has to sell it to a relative, and now it is a good opportunity that for him to buy it, to help the widow, and also to get additional land for him. You know, in Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 25, he say here, the scriptures, if thy brother be waxen poor and hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. So here a good opportunity for this kinsman to buy it, so that he can help the family of his brother. And the same with us now, we need to help, especially those of the family of faith. And also the other aspect of it, when he hears that Noemi is selling a parcel of the land, you know, since she's a widow and she's in need, and she came from Moab and she wants to sell it, it means that she's in need. And possibly he thought also that maybe she will sell it with a low price that is affordable to me, and that is another gain for me. And that's why at once he say, okay, I will redeem it. In verse 5, when he agree about it, and the elder everyone know that he was going to buy it, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Noemi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabites, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Now here's the point. When he say, I will buy it, Boaz told him that the day you buy it from Noemi, you must buy it also of Ruth the Moabites. So here we understand why he did not call him by his name. He called him Ho. Because if you will call his name, and he will not redeem, and he will not get Ruth, that his name will be scandal. You know, in chapter 3, verse 13, let's read it. When Boaz spoke to Ruth, he told her, tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. You know, when he tell her, when he used the word well, if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, and then well, you know, the word well, some they say it is, well, the Hebrew meaning of it is tob or tobia. That is what's written in Hebrew, tob or tobia. His name, they say that the name of the kinsman was Tobia, and they say that Tobia and Elimelech, the husband of Noemi, and Salmon, the father of Boaz, they were three of them brothers. That's why Tobor Tobia was the one before Boaz to buy the land. But now, you know, when Boaz spoke about the issue, as if this man, he did not hear about Noemi, he did not hear about Ruth coming back, as if he is not there, you know. Why that he was not oriented about that? You know, there is certain time we may not be, he may not be the person that God had called to buy the land and to do that transaction. We need to be also trusting God that certain things God will not reveal it to us because we are really not concerned. We are not called by God to do such things. And also, what we learn from verse 5, you know, Boaz was very good in representing the issue. He does not want Tob or Tobiah to be embarrassed. He had given him ahead of time the offer. You see, that is the good attitude, the good offer that if you don't want, I'll be after you and I'll be the one to redeem it. So he will not make him embarrassed. And here in verse 5, let's read and meditate. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabites. So here, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. He told him, when you buy it from Naomi, you need also to buy the field from Ruth, the wife of Mahlon, the elder son of Naomi. You know, Naomi had put the condition here that if anyone buys the land, he will not buy it from me. He must buy it from Ruth. And when she said that he will buy it from Ruth to raise up the name of the dead, it means that he cannot buy the land only. He must buy the land and marry Ruth. She put that condition. You see here, I see the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 5 to 10 about this rule. But we must understand that a person can buy the land without marriage, but Naomi put a condition. If you anyone going to buy the land, he can't buy it from me. He must buy it from Ruth. And to buy it from Ruth, it will not be possible unless he will marry the widow. Deuteronomy chapter 25. That's why Boaz ahead of time give him a door out if he will. He will not put him into a corner or embarrass him. He give him an option that he can buy it instead of him. In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5 to 10, say, if a brethren dwell together and one of them die and had no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry without unto a stranger. Her husband's brother shall go in unto her and take her to him to wife, and perform the duty of the husband's brother unto her. And it shall be that the firstborn which she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother, which is dead, that his name be not put out of Israel. And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate and to the elders and say, my husband's brother refused to raise up unto his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. You see here. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak unto him. And if he stand to it and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders and loose his shoe from off his foot and spit on his face and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house, and his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that hath his shoe loose. So here we understand now why Boaz did not call the man by his name in the public, because that is the condition that Naomi put, that he should marry the widow, and that man, if he will not accept, he will be really in an embarrassing situation. That's why Boaz was very gentle, and he was presenting the situation in a very good manner. And we need to have such heart and such attitude with our brethren when we are coming to a real critical issue in life. Now, going back to verse 5 and the condition that Noemi had put about the marriage. You know, you see here when Ruth, she was very dutiful to her mother-in-law and care for her. Her mother-in-law worked it out that Ruth will have a family and she will have home. You know, that's here the fruit of faithfulness. When you are faithful, when you are dutiful toward the person, to a certain person, that will turn out also unto your own benefit. Now here, Noemi is fighting for Ruth, that the land will not be sold unless Ruth will be, the land of her will be sold from her and the man will marry her. Now, her faithfulness now toward her mother-in-law was rewarded. Noemi, as we remember, she promised her at the beginning that I will not work out for your marriage. But now, when Ruth had shown her faithfulness toward God, now Noemi, she is fighting for her rights to get married. God willing, next Sunday, we'll continue. What the man will do and what the man will say, we will see. Let's now stand in his presence. Let us meditate on his word that he give us. God wants you to have full trust on him. He will lead you. He will neither leave you nor forsake you nor put you in troubles. Even he call about something, he will make it clear that he will let you go through it. Let's all stand. Let us sing to the Lord. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. He is Counselor. He is Merciful. He is Son of God. He is Lord of Hosts. Let us exalt Him for all His goodness, His great work that He is doing in the life of His church, His people, and life for each and every family. We extol You, God. We adore You. We worship You, our Jehovah, we extol You. Lord, for your peace, your joy, your leading. Oh God, take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.